Hello, there. You've joined in a conversation on COVID-19. I'm Sneha Mordani. We're not too far away from touching the 2 lakh mark. We will be, in fact, crossing the 2 lakh mark. And this has happened over a period of 4 months. The government of India continues to say that the extent of the spread of infection is going to be assessed and is being assessed by the serial surveillance that is being done in the country in 71 districts right now. However, we would not want to say that it's community transmission or not. It is not important to use the phrase of community transmission. So is the government then going to say that officially we are in the third stage of the pandemic, which is community transmission? It really depends on what the results of the serial surveillance that is being done in India really says. Sources within the government say that there are many cases in which the source of the infection has not been detected and there is unexplained spread of the infection. Does that mean that there is community transmission? The government is going to clarify by this week is what we've been given to understand. In fact, in the press conference today, I also asked the question about the recovery rate and also about a death rate that continues to be below 3%. I did ask if there is any possibility of underreporting, even if there are any gaps in reporting, because many patients have been saying that, at least in the hospital setting, what they see, and this is from kin of many patients also, is that the bodies are not being tested for COVID-19. There is a bit of a confusion as to what the ICMR guidelines say. Simply put, the ICMR says that the death casualty assessment is done by hospitals, and that should be ensuring that COVID-19 patients who are succumbing get counted in deaths. However, it's important to point out that every death is not a COVID-19 patient. This was said by Dr. Nivedita Gupta when I asked her question on underreporting of deaths. Sources within the ICMR say that often it is tough to extract swabs from a dead body, especially after a few hours have lapsed. In this case, if there is a delay, then there could be a miss in counting the succumbed patient as a COVID-19 patient, if at all the patient has succumbed because of COVID-19. So a miss here and there, but there is no gross underreporting is what the government says. States are doing a casualty assessment because every death cannot be attributed to COVID-19 is what the government says. There could be many factors of death and not everything can be attributed to COVID-19. The government, however, says that even if patients with underlying healthcare conditions with severe diabetes or hypertension and if they are succumbing because of COVID-19 are essentially being counted as COVID-19 deaths in the country. Like I said, sources have indicated that there is no cross underreporting, but there could be a miss here and there. By and large, the government continues to say that we are in a good position as compared to other countries, saying that India now is among the 7th most affected country in the world because of COVID-19 is unfair, is what the government says. Looking at our population, this comparison is not right, is what the government is saying. However, they also continue to say that we are in a situation where we can handle many more cases and that the number of cases will increase in days to come. Thank you for joining in this conversation. Continue to be safe. Take care of yourself.